Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Temperatures across Israel are cooling down tonight with a warm evening breeze in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. It's a clear night in Haifa, offering a peaceful end to a busy day. Here are today's headlines. First, unacceptable that Israel killed nearly 10 zero Lebanese in few days, Qatari PM tells Al Jazeera, according to the Jerusalem Post in the last hour. Also, the Times of Israel reports just minutes ago that a U.S.-Iran-Lebanon mechanism will include Iran, Qatar, and Pakistan, but exclude Israel. Also this hour, Iran agrees to nuclear inspections, as the U.S. says it won't force an Israel-Lebanon agreement, reports Ynet from earlier today. Separately, Netanyahu asserts Israel won't leave the Lebanon security zone, as reported by JNS 3 hours ago. And finally, Radiohead's Greenwood criticizes the cultural boycott of Israeli artists, noted by I-24 News from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open source analyst OSINT 613 noted minutes ago that Israeli commanders in Lebanon face tight engagement rules, only firing under direct threat or with high-level approval. Meanwhile, the Miskav Institute for National Security highlighted earlier today that Israeli concessions in response to Iranian threats have historically led to escalated demands rather than peace. Raylan Givens commented that restrictions on IDF actions in Lebanon could harm Netanyahu's election prospects, as posted just minutes ago. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the Qatari Prime Minister's comments. He expressed concern over recent Israeli actions in Lebanon, calling it an escalation by Prime Minister Netanyahu. The Jerusalem Post reports these comments highlight regional tensions and underscore Qatar's critical stance on Israel's military operations. This could impact diplomatic relations and peace efforts in the region. Turning to the U.S.-Iran mechanism in Lebanon, the Times of Israel reveals that the framework will involve Iran, Qatar, and Pakistan, but excludes Israel. This mechanism reportedly limits Israel's response to threats, allowing action only under imminent danger. This development raises questions about Israel's autonomy in regional security matters. Meanwhile, Iran has agreed to allow nuclear inspections, according to Ynet. U.S. Vice President stated Tehran will welcome IAEA inspectors, marking a step towards transparency. This move could influence international negotiations and regional stability in the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, Prime Minister Netanyahu reinforced Israel's commitment to maintaining a security zone in Lebanon, JNS reports. His directive remains unchanged, emphasizing Israel's security priorities. This stance could lead to further regional tensions. And finally, Radiohead's Johnny Greenwood criticized the cultural boycott against Israeli artists, I-24 News notes. Greenwood's comments bring attention to ongoing debates about cultural exchanges and their role in political discourse. Turning to business and markets. First, Ondas Autonomous Systems, Mayor Kleiner, emphasized the need for the defense sector to integrate solutions, according to Globes earlier today. Separately, Sareh Ben-Meir of Quantum Art discussed how employees prioritize mission clarity over perks, as reported by CTEC in earlier coverage. And finally, Walla Business reports that mango prices are set to soar due to a 70% crop collapse this season, affecting local and international markets. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 9 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.